This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What do you think of Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers watching them? Could you assess each one of them?
Yeah, I would say they're both still learning the offense, still trying to get a good gauge and good feel on how Mike calls plays. Also, get a good feel, engage with the guys that are in there with them on timing, their footwork with certain plays. So all of that, and this is their first one. I don't think anyone should think this was the best, this was the worst. This is their first opportunity, especially for Quinn. And this is a learning lesson for them, and they'll continue to get better. Got two more opportunities for those guys, so looking forward to what they do the next time.
Couldn't agree more, man, than what Tua Tagovailoa had to say about the other two guys, Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. Hey, man, you got to be aware of who you're playing with. Boy, this takes me back, because I played with the threes for six, seven preseasons. I played a lot with those guys, and you're looking to have success, and you got to know what's with you. You've been now a couple weeks with your offensive lineman. You're looking around and you're going, okay, I got to get rid of the ball quickly. And who have I had the best chemistry with in camp? Who's going to help me look good? Who's going to help me score? Who's going to help me get first downs? And he's right on the money. And by the way, it's not the end. They'll get better and they'll get more comfortable. That's the first time they've both been tackled in camp. And Zach four times, and Quinn Ewers, of course, rolled out and didn't see a guy from behind who he got stripped and fumbled the ball in really bad field position. So that was a learning experience, man, but you got to know, boy, that clock's got to be running. I don't know how much time you think you're going to have. Everybody's talking about it. Austin Jackson's out. I don't know if you have five guys or not. I'm not sure. Larry Borum started right tackle, had some good plays, had some bad plays. And they were playing guys, they're shifting in. The rookies played a lot of football yesterday. I don't know if you could tell on TV or listening to the game, but yeah, a lot of those guys, young guys, they kept in even late in the game. They want to get them some work. They want to see how they play. They were gassed a little bit, some of those guys. You could tell that's the most football. It's a little different, man, than going out through a normal practice and then playing like everybody else has to, because that's not going to change. That's live football. Preseason is live football. Doesn't count, but it's live football. Doesn't count as far as wins and losses, but it is 100% live. You're going to get some guys hit you high. You're going to see the penalty flag, but guys aren't going to pull back on you because they're all trying to make the team and impress and all those things. But, boy, the biggest thing for Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers going forward, because he's right, they're going to play most of the football over these next two games. There got to be more awareness, man, of you look, you got to get rid of the ball. You got to throw it. we can just sit and go, well, it's not their fault. They don't have time. Hey, you know what you're playing with? You're playing with the twos and threes on this offensive line. So some of it's on you. Sometimes it's not. Don't get me wrong. But you also got to know, man, when there's a free blitzer, there's got to be somebody. If there's a free blitzer, somebody knows that and is giving you a quick pattern to throw to under those circumstances. So that was part of it. Hey, I thought a lot of different groups did play well. I like the running back room, starting with Achan, who looked great yesterday. Man, he looked fresh, made some great cuts, broke some tackles, caught the football out of the backfield, all those things that he did last year. Not worried about him. But now all of a sudden, excuse me, I got a question. Who's the second best running back on this team? Because you start looking and you say to yourself, you know, Ollie Gordon didn't get to play with the best line yesterday. He played the end of the game, got a whole bunch of carries, but late in the game. Man, I'll tell you what, he runs strong, 225 pounds. And if we're going to run inside and you're going to stick with it, and God damn it, guys, we're going to score between the tackles. So get ready to go.
So I know Omar is going to go, you know, for Madison. That's his guy. But I kind of with you. I thought Gordon looked pretty good.
He just looked really strong. Broke that
just
nice
fresh,
run.
Like young, fresh, right?
So, yes. Yeah. And so... But we're going to say this at a bunch of positions. So the problem, so other positions, and I'm randomly jumping around here. So defensively, a guy that made more plays than anybody yesterday. Also, listen, he had a couple plays where coverage wasn't great. Channing Tindall. And you're going, oh, you're not throwing that name at me, Joe. Come on. That guy's our first pick 4 or 5 years ago. Fourth year. This is fourth year. And he's been a special team, but he was supposed to be one of those fast dudes coming out of Georgia, starting in the middle of our defense, and he hasn't. And you're right. But yesterday, he had a lot of good plays. And I don't know if he has a chance, unless they keep him as a special teams guy because of all the guys they have. Willie Gay Jr., Jordan Brooks, Dotson, and Britt from Tampa Bay, are all really good players. So, do they keep Channing knowing they're probably better at the linebacker position than he is, but he's the most athletic guy and probably going to be the best guy on special teams besides Gay. Willie Gay does everything, man. Willie Gay, he did it again early in the game yesterday. He goes down and makes tackles on special teams and a really good player. By the way, got himself a couple of rings with Kansas City. Hey, man, once you get those rings, now it's just about playing as long as you can and making as much money as you can, because Willie Gay Jr.'s got himself a couple of rings already with the Kansas City Chiefs. But so you go across the board and at certain positions where you're strong, like the front seven, I don't know what they're going to do and how they're going to work out the defensive line position, because they got a lot of really good players. They had a lot of guys making plays yesterday again.
Well, that's a good issue to have.
Yeah, that's right? A good
that's
one.
Nice that we have that.
Well, we don't have that every position, obviously, because it's not a perfect roster. Nobody has the perfect one.
What was your biggest concern? Was it O-line?
Same one.
Or secondary?
Same one.
Both?
Yeah. 1A, 1B. Yeah.
Wow, we said that same time. That's good.
I had to tell you, the Riders, they get a lot of, including the team, they get a lot of crap. Oh, you guys, what they're talking about, you know, oh, it's not, you guys got to let the process play. Okay, we're going to let the process play. Oh, we got to see guys playing better. Got to see guys playing better. I got to tell you who was not very good yesterday at all. And I'm going to do the good and the not so good. So for all you really positive Pauls out there, I'm going to hit that. And for all those people, the little Nancy negatives, if they're married.
I don't think there's anything to be too like overly negative about. I mean, I thought it looked better than I expected for the
first
most
three
part.
Quarters were not bad.
The only thing that's like really frustrating is that damn short yardage stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
And the way the game ended, but...
Well, the game. I mean,
these ties are they're for the birds, man.
You want to try to see who wins a preseason game?
Yeah.
Does it count?
Well, you need that kicker who hit the 70-yarder. You need that guy. Bring him in.
By the way,
get the ball to midfield, and you're good.
They were close enough for their kicker, and they had a penalty. Knocked them right out. They couldn't get more yards.
Did you see the guy, I think it was Jacksonville, right, that hit a 70-yarder?
Yeah. Unbelievable. It looked like he had a little more.
Yeah, had about 10 yards to go.
It looked like. By the way,
you kicked the ball in the end zone by accident. And you're like in field goal range of that team, yeah.
You know, it was really good. Yes, the group that was by far the best.
Special teams.
That guy, they should have given that guy a game ball. And I know, just because special teams have been so bad, and that guy kept his job so long, and every year everybody quietly would go, "How can our special teams be ranked so low?" And he keeps his job. What? And I know what he used to say. He used to go, "Well, a lot of my key guys got to play in offense and defense, so they're not as good, and now I got to use different guys, so I don't have enough good guys," which everybody goes through.
Mm-hmm.
But
boy, we saw a bunch of returns, too.
Hey, and that's one thing. We had Darren Rizzi on here, a month ago? Has it been a month, Woody? A little more?
A few weeks, yeah.
He said, "Hey, man, going to be a lot of returns." And he's right. There's going to be a lot of drives in this new game, good or bad, from about 35 to the 50. From 35 to the 50 on returns. They're no more ripping out of the back of the end zone. Now it's trying to kick it down inside the five where the guy's got to return it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it makes the game more entertaining, I guess, right? That's what they're always going for.
Can I tell you the best play of the game?
Oh, please.
Best play of the game. Cameron Good's play on special teams. He was about 5 yards ahead of everybody else, got a guy blocking him, gets off the block and tackles a guy one-on-one. Really hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at Cameron Good, how are you going to keep him? Where's he fit in? Because there's guys, a whole bunch of guys better pass rushers, but he's really good on special teams.
It's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's nice to have one of those problems.
Anyway, and the receiver situation with the Washingtons and D. Eskridge. Ethan Bonner made a nice play, got the ball up in the air.
Azakama made a couple of plays.
Yeah, by the way, how about that one? God, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you said that. He did make a call and had a nice return. He is the best, by the way.
Wait, man, that return thing, though, is going to be, like, that's a thing. Remember we talked like Devin Hester, right? And then we're like, oh, no one returns a ball anymore.
How'd you like to be Devin Hester playing in that with
this
rule?
Yeah, like, this is going
to
be a thing, right? Like, you need a legitimate returner.
You want a guy now that realizes,
can break one.
And those coaches are all going, "Hey, guys, you realize we could break four or five this year." No, I'm not exaggerating. You're going, "What? Get out of here." Look how close yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't see all the games. I saw there were some touchdowns on in some of the games.
Seems to be starting out there near midfield.
We're going to see not only going to see more touchdowns, we're going to see, like you said, a lot of a lot better field position. Mm-hmm. These offense going to be starting to like, well, we got a field goal. Let's go get the touchdown. We're close enough, man. We're in great shape. All right, we got to go to break, Woody. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, for people watching, I know we got a lot of Jets and Patriot fans live down here. They must be real excited. Jets win 30-10. Patriots win 48-18.
Oh, I just heard driving in how great the Jets are.
Oh, I did too. Yeah. My man said, hey, that's the team.
You know, the overreaction to the preseason stuff is wild.
That's
man.
Why it's so great.
It is so, like, Shedeur Sanders, right, got it going.
That was great. By the way, he also called out a guy in the radio business who's been ripping him since he got there. He called him out.
That, by the way, that's a cool story. If he ends up playing well over there with what they, you know, putting him, what, fourth or third on the depth chart?
You saw some people were mad at the coach. He didn't give him enough praise.
Yeah.
And he made him sound like, you know, he's got a lot of work. And they were mad that he didn't, like, name him the starting quarterback or something. It was
what a bizarre situation they have over there, isn't it?
That's a weird one.
Again, I have to assume, Joe, he's third string at best, right? Start their season? They're not going to dump the guy they drafted a handful of rounds in front of him. And they seem like Flacco seems to be cemented.
I see him going ahead of lefty.
Of Dylan Gabriel, really?
Yes.
Okay. Then you got the Massage King still over there on the roster.
He's not going. He's ahead of him right now. As you showed up and signed your contract, you're ahead of him. They want to get rid of him.
Boy, they must hate Joe Flacco in Cleveland then, right? Like, why play Joe Flacco? What do you have to gain by doing that?
They're trying to win games, too.
Oh, come on.
They're trying to get better and win games.
How do you sell that to
your
fans?
They think Joe Flacco's their best chance. They know what Joe can do, and they're not sure what the rest of these guys can do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.